Hi, everybody. We're here. Hopefully, you're hearing me here. More than likely, you are, because they just had a slight little technical problem. So you're listening to us on the telephone line. You may just do a refresh on your computer, and it should come up. They just had a little glitch here and should be working. So if we could have people maybe just mention if that worked for them on the fast chat, that would be great. So what we're going to do is a clearing here for emotional trauma. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Uh-oh, I'm yawning. 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, do it again. Emotional trauma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, today's show is about how to use the website and how to become more self-empowered with the different clearings. So I'd like people to call in if they've had a recent clearing. If you're not having stage fright here, and just know you're just talking into your telephone, very simple, just to one person, which would be two, me and Annika. Don't worry about the other people, and just like to know how the clearing worked for you, what happened afterwards, and what other people maybe saw in your life that changed. So we'll turn it over to Annika. Annika, back over to you.
Okay, thank you, and thank you all for having so much patience there. I see a lot of comments that people are hearing you, Ron, and so that's great. And like Rhonda was saying, peaceful greetings to Wednesday. If you want to call in, like Ron mentioned there, speaking about the website and anything like that, that is thecreationlightship.com, and Ron Amatron is the Creation Lightship ambassador here on Earth right now. For you guys who possibly have not heard about this, you have come to the right place. And Wednesday today, the numbers are listed underneath the fast chat. That's the call-in numbers, and I can just mention one of them here. I'll go to the line 4, which is 530-413-4522. I don't know if that's somebody calling there, maybe.
We'll see.
Hello?
Oh, hi, who's this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, good evening, Ron and Carrie. This is Shannon, and I have a question for you. I did the prosperity clearing because somebody was so generous to get that for me because I'm dealing with lack right now. And anyway, so I did this prosperity clearing, and then I got a check in the mail that I didn't even know I was getting. It blew my mind. So I used the money to get the parallel wife removal.
Well, that sounds great.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, well, how does that energy work for you? How do you like that?
Well, I haven't done it yet because I don't understand how to do it. And that's why I thought, well, since we're talking about how to use the website, it's the Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal.
Okay, well,
and,
that one does.
I looked at it, and I've been trading emails with your webmaster, who has been very gracious in answering my questions, but I'm still confused.
Okay,
so,
what it is
I thought
is
maybe
the all,
could you explain?
That all clearing allows you to take whatever clearing you have had previously, which typically would be the whole lifetime clearings, but it will work with the other ones too. But whatever you've had previously, you can use that clearing and advance it into parallel lives. Remember, the whole lifetime clearing, let's say you did the emotional clearing, that's only mm-hmm. for this lifetime. So this is like an add-on to it, and it allows you to work further with that clearing to get rid of more situations from the past. And probably, I think it goes into the future, too, if not mistaken. So,
since it was designed... our parallel lifetime, I was wondering if it would help me with dreams. That's the only reason why I chose this one. Because I'm still dealing with these awful dreams.
I would give it a try, just to see. The dream situations are... can go in many directions. It's due to parallel lives, for sure. And it's kind of hard to say which one is basically going to stop that. When I was first doing the mental clearings for people, that would stop people from dreaming. Now, this is a long time ago. A lot of comments, they say, yeah, Ron, I had that clearing, and I don't dream anymore. Now, I don't know what to say how it would work now, but that clearing helped a lot of people. And then all of a sudden, one person said, yeah, I haven't had dreams for like 3 months, now I'm starting to have them again. So he needed to probably do the unlimited. But, you know, it's hard to say how everybody is hooked up and how they enter into your field. But everything that happens to you here that is unexplained is done by parallel lives. I can tell you that for sure, 100%. And that's the way things happen here. If you're in the moment, in the now, then you won't see a lot of things hampering you. But once you get into parallel lives, then you have troubles.
And
so
okay,
that,
of course, time
that clearing
back,
is designed to take what you've had previously and stretch it out into those particular clearings, which is very good.
So
can
I
add something?
How to use it. Because it has the current to, say, 2000 AD, and it lists all these years, this year through that year. And then it has lifetime 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, and then it has all the check marks, check boxes, so I'm trying to figure out what goes with what.
Okay, that goes back in time then for each lifetime. So you start off with 1 and you continue on, and I believe you type in a situation that you dealt with. So maybe
and
we
can see someone else who has done
that clearing can maybe come online also and talk about it.
I'm trying to find it here. So, Shannon, can you tell me again which... I kind of lost the name of which one you're actually talking about.
Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal.
Okay, so the way I have worked with it is that I've gone through a couple of them per lifetime. So I've gone back with... first lifetime. I'm trying to find it here. Yeah, here it is. So I've done, current and going back, and then I've added, I actually don't have it in front of me, but this is trying to get to it, but I'm on a different computer. Sorry about that. I know that it does current to 2000 AD, and then it goes back further. And you can choose to do, the way I did it is like you can do it either way. Whatever is easier for you to remember, I actually keep a file myself to write down what I did. And so I don't have to go back and do the same thing. And then you select number of lifetimes for that time. And you might just want to start with one lifetime per period and then go back again and do the second lifetime per period. Or you could do a couple of lifetime in each period. Let's say you do first the current to 2000 AD. You could do, maybe 5 lifetimes if you want to.
Okay.
I personally...
Okay, lifetime 1, then 2, then 3, and 4, and 5.
Yeah.
I would just do them one at a time. It might take you longer.
Yeah.
But at least you're going to feel where your problem is. And okay. if you do have a problem, something going on in your life, you can zero in on what that time frame is like, and then do timeline crashes on that too. So that's
That's what I did, Ron. I did do. I only did one, and then you can feel it. That's a really good suggestion there. It was a long time ago that I did it, Shannon. So, but you know, like Ron says, just go in on one and see. And if you feel something, maybe you want to go back there and do more.
Okay.
But I also wanted to ask.
It better. Thank you, Carrie. And on that alien human hybrid tracking barcode, your new one?
Yes, go ahead.
There's 8 steps in it. Is it okay to say, like, I have a laptop and a desktop, can I have 2 windows on the laptop and 2 windows on the desktop and run, say, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in each window and, you know, launch each one at a different time so, you know, they all go in order?
As your body can handle it.
I see.
Okay. Mentally, I could say, yeah, do a million of them, right? Mentally, you could be fine doing a million, but your body would probably be laid out on the floor. So just do what you can handle with your body. Now, you may not even know what that is, but I would not do more than 4 of any type of clearing at one time, especially the timeline ones and things, because it could be a little difficult.
I've had times
if you have 2 computers,
so
perfect. And you may want to do 3 of them and then have one of those pages up for Spirit Infusion and keep the Spirit Infusion running all the time during the clearing.
Wow.
That's how I would recommend doing the clearings. If you're able to do that, mm-hmm. then do it that way. A lot of the people may not know how to put up a multiple screen on their computer. There are some people who know how to put up many screens, but it's designed just to have ideally 1 screen up, not that it's going to, you know, not work if you do more. But I think if someone was real clever, I would have one of the screens up all the time up for Spirit Infusion during that particular clearing. That's why on some of the older clearings, you would go down each list and do 1 thing at a time, and then the last part to culminate that particular clearing was the Spirit Infusion, okay? And then you'd do the next one and go down the list. Well, if you do Spirit Infusion all the time, it might be easier and quicker to go through the clearing. And it might be easier on your body because you want your spirit to be with you after the clearing because you're clearing space for it. This is why we have it on there.
I just use multiple windows just for because of time. You know,
I understand
time.
That, but have one of those windows be Spirit Infusion for any of the clearings.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, thank you so much for clearing this up for me, no pun intended.
And if you do it that way, it'll save some more time, too.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Shannon. So another thing I wanted to add, too, for you guys who are wondering about dreams and that sort of thing, on the timeline crashing, you can crash dreams. And what I've found for me, I often get dreams of what I still need to crash. So it can actually be helpful, even though you don't really want to have really bad dreams, of course. But if you notice a particular theme, like you're running around or feeling stressed in your dream, or, you know, something, some emotion that is part of your dream, it could be a really good thing to take note and crash it. So that's always available on timeline crashing. Do you want to talk about that, Ron?
What's that again? I got to wrap my head around this one.
Okay. So I was just saying about crashing dreams on timelines that it's really good to do. You know, if you have a certain theme in your dream or you feel stressed or emotional about something, it's a really good thing to take note and crash it. So
definitely, by all means, yeah, because you're right in there. You're it's already entered your door. It's not outside on the mat on your door or ringing the doorbell. It's already happening.
Yeah. So I thought I heard somebody there. Again, is anyone out there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, I've done the alien hybrid tracking removal and the removal of alien head and also the satellite clearing, too. And I had a little glitch about talking to people about explaining something. Like if somebody had a dark spirit in them and they said, oh, don't talk to so-and-so, they're bad or they're threatening, then you would suffer from being courted and you don't even know why. But then if you say, well, it's a dark spirit in a person that is trying to put people in fear so they don't talk to each other and they destroy the relationship with one another, don't give in to fear but give in to the light and keep confident about the matter and do light healings or something like that, then I can explain it better now, what's going on, and explain the glitch, and it seems to work out much better between me and other people.
That's good. Yeah, that's great, Larry. Yeah, when you have
okay.
the clearings and you realize where you are and where they are, life is not as confusing here. And the main thing is, you know, is the entities. And remember, back in the time of Jesus, they didn't really get into all these words of what these things are. You know, all they basically talked about was the darkness. And then the Bible talks about casting out demons, you know. And they laid on hands to cast out demons, supposedly, which would mean... To me, they still do that in the churches. That, to me, you know, doesn't sound quite right, but I would imagine that could be so back then and even today. But I would be afraid of catching somebody else's stuff. Get rid of one demon that's maybe not as strong, who, you know, is trying to grab onto your body to hang in there, and then you got 10 people around you giving you energy, and then the more powerful ones will come in and kick out the weaker ones, you know. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you catch on how life is here, then you realize that there is a problem, and until then you just wonder why stuff doesn't work out, why things happen to you through other people, or why people are acting weird. And you start realizing about entities. And it could be shapeshifters, too. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there. So the whole thing is very interesting.
So anything else, Larry, there?
No, I guess not. Thank you very much. Unless we can get a clearing for that, that'd be good. Can we get a clearing?
I'll do a clearing. What do you want it for, entities?
Yeah, that'd be good. Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, hopefully you may have felt something leave you. And that would be very good for everybody listening out there. So that means that you're going to have more of your spirit with you. So we'll do a spirit infusion now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so hopefully you're all feeling better.
All right, so thank you so much, and thank you, Ron, and thank you, Larry. And, I saw somebody ask here, I think it was Flower Diva, spirit integration and spirit infusion are the same thing, question mark. Yes. It's just called a little different on different pages, right, Ron?
I believe so, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and right now I don't have, yeah.
It just depends how it's worded and what we used on the text on it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if we have an extra hour in the day for the webmasters or a couple hours, we can maybe change some of that. But, yeah, it's just a way that the spirit can come into you.
Yeah. And there is quite a few of them that does have that. I'm sure some of the newer ones have that, too. I just know that I used to use it all the time from the Alien Attack page, and that has the spirit infusion. And I did what you actually mentioned there. Have that window up all the time, and it just really helps to make sure we keep bringing back what we want to bring back to ourselves, which is our own spirit, obviously. So that's the spirit infusion, or the same thing being spirit integration there. So I am was mentioning here for Shannon as well, which is some other clearings. She said, current lifetime living in clone body, living on cloned Earth, and then also there's the current lifetime clone body living on cloned planets, and they really do help with getting rid of dreams and also the planets. So there's another clearing that removes a couple of the major, I think it's the 13 major planets, and it also involves stars and moons and...
It goes into thousands of them.
Oh, yeah, maybe that one does, huh?
Yeah, when I do the 4-in-1, I do 13, but that goes into thousands
right.
of stuff out there that we just can't typically see. Yeah, so that one's a very, very powerful clearing.
Yeah, talk about bringing more power to yourself doing that one, right?
Yep, and, you know, since we talk about self-empowerment, we do have the self-empowerment clearing up. That's very good. It's a good way to find where your issues are. We don't always know what's buried deep inside of us. And so when you do that clearing, something could pop up that you know nothing about. And, you know, then you can work on it to get rid of it. That's why that clearing's up there. And why we have, I think, 39 of those different issues, or 38, and you can write into the text your own particular one, in case we happen to miss it. But, it's very interesting for me to watch and hear about people commenting back to me on the gray sky clearing. It's just wonderful that they're having these great results in seeing the real sky up there. And that's really neat for your own self-validation that something is working. And that something is out there that you can't physically see helping you, you know? So the light ship is here to help out, but you need to kind of ring their bell. Otherwise, they're not going to come to you because everything is perfect in their reality. So we have to judge our reality to bring forth a clearing, a healing for ourselves. And those clearings, you're not going to the light ship. You just kind of like ringing the doorbell on a lot of these free clearings. Especially dealing with the aliens. So you're just bringing out the information. They see it as the aliens taking away their free choice, free will. Remember, they are you and you are them. You have to look at it that way. I'm not going to say oneness, but, you know, a piece of you was created by them. So if you get that piece stolen, then they lost their piece. So that's what you have to realize is why the light ship is so concerned and why we have the ascension here. Most people, you know, the word ascension has kind of been beat to death, and a lot of the expos that I have seen don't really want to talk about it anymore. because, you know, it was beaten down so much, and everybody thinks they know what's going on. So that's kind of the skinny I'm trying to put together. If I can in New York, I'll find out, maybe doing another lecture. What I'm hoping to get is two particular, at the Strange Universe panel. I'm not on it this year, it looks like. So I won't get into that. But I was hoping to maybe take one of the time slots on Saturday in a different room and maybe also do 2 hours for Ascension Q&A or something. But I'm just talking out loud here. I don't even know if that would be possible. I called him today to see about that. And maybe I'll give him a jingle tomorrow. I never got a return phone call yet. But hopefully, at least to my knowledge, I have it. I'll say that. So nothing came across caller ID from them. But anyway, that's what I was kind of hoping to do, was to kind of carry on with what I'm doing in Los Angeles and just talk about things and have people ask their questions. But if we didn't have Ascension here, at least the Lightship coming for that, this place would be lost completely. I can honestly guarantee that. So back to you,
all right.
Monica.
Yeah. So Candy was asking, can we release the smoking entity now, please?
Well, yeah, we can give that a shot here. Or we can do it for whatever anybody would like to have released. So this is your choice. Remember, you have to find the fault that you have with an entity or an addiction or something. You know, it's your free choice, free will, if you want to get rid of something or to have something. So think of it right now. If you, since we're dealing with smoking, put that pack of cigarettes in front of you and just see how much of an urge you have to smoke. Okay? And I'll do this clearing and just see if that urge tends to leave you. And if it does, then that means that you need to have an entity clearing. And the entity clearings are not just for right now, like a Band-Aid clearing, like many of the samples. You must do a whole lifetime one. Because in the older, I don't know how old you are, but in the older days, most parents smoked, okay? And if your parents did not smoke, then you're probably pretty fortunate. But, you know, typically there was a lot of promotions on TV with smoking. So naturally people would want to do that because it was a popular thing. If you were maybe younger and maybe you were raised possibly in the maybe the 90s, I guess, it's not too popular. So you may not be smoking. But remember, those entities could come across into you, even if you were not smoking and your parents were smoking at the age of four for you, you know. They can still come into your body wanting to smell that cigarette smoke. May not ever leave. So you could have it even though you have never smoked. Here we go. And that's true with any type of situation with entities. So we're going to clear this away. Just sit there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so look at your addiction right now. It could be a bag of potato chips that, you know, maybe you bought 20 of them, you know, and so that way you won't run out. Maybe it's a pack of cigarettes. Maybe it's chewing gum. You know, everybody has stuff. So just see if you want to do that right now. And this also can go hand in hand after you do this clearing of entities. You might want to consider the robotic program, okay? And maybe the Mind Loop 1 clearing. Those two both deal with very similar things. Robotics is just having your hand go out maybe and reach for a pack of cigarettes or to grab that potato chip or glass of wine or whatever it is there because your body's conditioned. And just see what that clearing does. So back to you, Annika.
All right. So thank you so much for working with those entities. It's online as well, just to let everybody know if you want to go deeper into removing entities. That is a clearing, and you can search for clearings on the website by typing them in. I saw somebody here was asking about the Earth barcode removal, and it is online. It is under all clearings in that category, and if you type in Earth barcode under the search term on the website and click go, it does come up, and you can buy it through that link there. So otherwise, the other barcodes are also on the side of the page, so you will see some of the barcodes put up under barcodes on that website.
And the Earth barcode is what the dark side put on you so that when ascension time comes, your body goes, oh, I just love this Earth. I never want to leave it. Okay? And remember, that's in your DNA. So that's what they've done to you. The other clearings that we have that's free can also help somewhat, but that one's one that if you really feel drawn to the Earth, then very possibly that barcode is very strong on you. I would think that people who work with the Earth, maybe people who deal with plants, typically, because they're actually putting their hand in the ground, okay, to plant plants, I would think that those people more than likely would have that barcode on them very, very strong, as maybe somebody who just walks around or drives in the car, who really isn't attached too much to the Earth, who is just living life, may not have one as strong. But we all have that clearing on us, the barcode. So it's good to have that clearing, I should say. Not that we have the clearing on us, we have that barcode put on us, because they don't want you to leave here. Remember the song Hotel California? Starts off kind of, we're programmed to receive. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. So, you have to look at that and, see how that relates to you. We just put up a ley line clearing. Ley line clearing is different. The ley line keeps you in a given location so you cannot physically relocate. And that's what the ley line clearing is about. Also, the ley lines can bring forth maybe negative energies into your body if you're sleeping on a ley line or sitting in a chair on a ley line also. I cannot say why they would be negative, but they are a mind-body controlling energy to keep you in place. So if for some reason you happen to have a chair in your living room and you sit in it every day in the exact same location, and you wonder why you get mesmerized watching TV all the time or something, you might just try moving that chair, okay? I don't know how much effect that ley line has as far as a distance from that location, but you might move it about 5 feet or so, and you might find yourself that maybe that TV is not as important to you as it was before. Okay, so that's just food for thought for people there. Remember, it's another way the aliens can control you. So that's like your physical GPS point. And it could also be maybe where your bedroom is. Maybe you have a hard time sleeping at night. Maybe the ley line is transmitting energies to you. Or maybe you have a hard time waking up in the mornings. So you might want to just check that out. Just try and experiment, and move stuff around and see what happens. So back to you, Annika.
All right. So I'm going to move on to Tina's question. But before I do, I just want to bring up Freedom had a comment here saying, I don't feel most clearings anymore like I used to, only the whoppers. And I can relate to that. But I have to say, even though it's nice to feel things, it always makes me feel good that I don't feel it so much anymore, like there's a chance of me having gotten more out. What would you comment on that, Ron?
Yeah, I would say the reason would be is you've been there, done that, okay? Another way of saying it is that you work some of the energy out of your body system. Remember, you're using your feeling body to acknowledge this. So what does your other bodies do? We don't normally get in touch with our other invisible bodies. But using the feeling one, as you're viewing life through your feeling body eyeglasses, okay, very possibly that body got cleaned out of that particular energy. So even though you may not recognize it, which is good, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work for you. So I would say don't use your feeling body to validate whether something is working or not, because you may have cleaned out part of the energy out of that body, so it's not going to resonate. But the other bodies will still need it, including your physical body.
Yeah, since we're talking about...
That happens. But yeah, the whopper ones that hit you over the head will say, and you go, wow, that one really worked. Normally, when that happens, you really needed that clearing. Now, if you did it over again, which you don't normally have to do with the light ship clearings because it's done once, but if it was a regular modality, then you would probably do it over again and it would have less of an impact on you. In fact, that's the problem that I'm having with people, even going into the light infusion chamber. I'll just talk about that. Some people walk by the booth, and they go, we ask them if they want to go in, or they look at it, and they say, well, I already did that once, And you look at them, and you go, yeah, but, there's much more that can be healed with you, but they don't understand that. A lot of people just think that they got this light infusion one time and it fixed them perfectly and they don't need to go into it any longer. And that's the problem that the light has, at least I have anyway, working this way, is because once you have a clearing, it's like I said, you've been there, done that, it's over with. And people are conditioned to have, at least practitioners, they want to have repeat business. And so the energy that they're working with, the light of the darkness, always will not take away everything, so they keep coming back. But the light ship takes it away. So you may not even know that you had a problem a week ago because you're not living there. Remember, you only bring forth what you are dealing with at the time. And if that particular scenario is taken away from you, you're not even going to remember it. You may see it, but you're not going to remember what kind of situation you're in. All your friends can tell you about it, but for yourself, you won't really even recognize what type of anger you're in or sorrow or, trauma, because the light ship just clears it. So for repeat business for me, it's for that aspect, it's very hard because people, the clearings are too good. But... That's kind of what I'm finding here, and I've noticed that all the time. I'll give you a scenario here. I may have mentioned this on one of the other BBS programs a long time ago. I was working with a lady who I went to a friend's house, and this lady had her big toe kind of bundled up, and she came in limping. Now, she happened to be a North American Indian, and she was on one of their, Indian boards, whatever that would be. And so she knew a lot of people. She also, I think, worked at the reservation where, they had like an owl clinic or something. And so for quite a while, she's had a toe problem. And so she came to this location, and I did probably maybe a 15-minute healing on her toe. And she left walking perfectly. Now, I thought, gee, she's probably going to tell all of the her friends who are Indian at this wellness clinic or whatever it is, their outreach clinic, about her toe, because she had a history that I found out from her friend for a long time. And I never had one person contact me. And I figured that the North American Indians, at least her tribe, you know, they're a little more open because they kind of deal with stuff, and they're not a white person where they're really skeptical. They know a little bit more about spirit, typically. Well, after about maybe 2 or 3 months, I asked the one person, I said, how was your friend, you know, with her toe? She said, oh, her toe's fine. But she never really mentioned you ever since. And, you know, that was a long, long time ago. So right there I got the clue that trying to get repeat business on a clearing probably would not happen. So that's what happens with the light ship. Things happen instantly, and, you know, it's gone. So it's really good. And then we have people that maybe have a condition, and they don't get healed that quickly. That's because it's already kind of festered, and it's already in your DNA, and it popped up, and now it's on your plate, and it's been on the plate for a long time, and it has to manifest. So that's another situation. And having an instantaneous healing like that might be a little more complicated. So everybody's a little different on their clearing and what works for them. So it's hard to say why one clearing for one person will work instantly, and the same clearing that might even look like less of a problem with someone else might be a little more difficult. That's why we have so many clearings now, only because people have so much stuff, and you have to go in a different directions on it, you know, different tangents. So that's kind of the reason why, if you're not getting results, you have to go deeper. You have to find out what's going on. And that's what the problem is that in the lifetime of Jesus, it was much, much easier because there is so much less energy in the people. You know, the energy that we have now, the controlling energies inside of us, the blockages, the negativity, the mindsets, the judgments, you know, you got 2,000 years of more stuff on you. And that's why it's harder now than in the time of Jesus to expect a healing. So back to you, Annika.
Okay.
I will mention a healing that happened. This person never paid me anything whatsoever. And he was a BBS listener. And I'm guessing probably maybe I think I went on BBS in 08, I think. But it was right after I got onto BBS. And he came on, and he had a back problem. I didn't know how bad it was. He just said that his back hurt. So I would do some sample clearings because he requested it. I can't remember what his name was, but I can tell you that this person was one of those males that was very, very strong, and he worked with, it was like a He-Man type thing. You know how people get those gigantic big balls that weigh probably 300 pounds or something, and they lift them up, and they got to throw the javelin and all this stuff? Well, he came in second in one of those years on this year, and somehow he hurt his back, and he said that he was taking some type of medicine that was, I can't recall what it was, 100 times stronger, maybe more than that, than morphine. Because he couldn't, you know, he needed that because his back was so bad. So probably listening, I'm guessing, for maybe 4 months, he got a healing. And he sent me, I think, an email saying, thanks, Ron, my back is fine now, I can get off my medicine. And now I'm going over to someplace in Europe, maybe Scotland or something, and which is, I guess, where they have these contests or whatever, and he's going to now be a judge. And I thought, boy, that's nice that his back got fixed, and he's spending all this money to go over there. At least he could at least give a little donation or something, you know. But that's where people's consciousness are. Once you get healed, you have to remember, you don't know about your past, and, you know, people choose to, you know, live their life, and that's the way it goes. So I just thought I'd share that with you. So, but that was one person that's probably very grateful. I'd hope that his back is still good today. And I wish, you know, he would help us out maybe financially with, you know, keeping this program on the air, you know, because it helped him. But like I said, the healings are too good, and you don't remember. Okay, end of 2006. Okay, that's when I started. So anyway, that's kind of what happens with people. So that's human nature, I guess, if you want to call it that. It's probably more the dark side, not wanting to help the light out to promote the light. So that's how I see it. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, okay. Tina was asking, which clearings are best for shots? I'm thinking she means vaccines or something like that. She said alien blood barcode or poisons waste carcasses? She might have mentioned a few.
Probably out of the two, both of those would be good, even the circulatory clearing. I would probably, if you're dealing with a shot, what's coming into your body, something that's foreign. So it's going to go into your bloodstream and affect your whole body. So I would probably do the alien barcode one, because you don't know what's going in there. Saying it differently, okay? Let's just say that they did something, they just gave you something, a shot, that maybe was like just some kind of solution that had nothing in it whatsoever, okay? That would be harmful to you. It would be very body compatible, okay? Now, what can the aliens do? They can stop time and put something into that shot, okay, that would normally not affect you initially, but they could come in and do something by stopping time, putting in some type of alien, you know, garbage into that shot. So I would do the blood barcode to get rid of that stuff. So that's why I would do that one. The circulatory clearing is good to help you have better circulation and also to have, we'll say, better communication between your circulatory system and your cells. So that could maybe include maybe possibly like enhancing the oxygen and getting rid of the waste products, okay? Although I can't necessarily say that because I can't guarantee that. But that's what the clearing is kind of designed for. The alien waste products and stuff, that one is a little different because then you're dealing with the alien life forms that are inside of you. So they could impregnate you. Like I said, if you just had a regular shot that had nothing in it, you know, the aliens could impregnate you with some alien critters, and that one could take care of that. But I would probably first do the barcode. So I'd probably do the barcode first. And then I would do the probably the circulatory, and then maybe the waste products. But you got to kind of look at that. But the first one I would do would be the alien blood barcode to get that stuff out of you.
All right.
Don't know what's going to be in that solution. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I heard a beep. I don't know. Is there anyone out there that called in?
Yeah. Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, I have a quick question. The Internet has been talking about the underground bases in Denver and in Stafford, Virginia. Everyone says they were nuked. Everyone's high-level intelligence and all this stuff is saying they were nuked. That, to me, didn't make any sense. And the reason I'm calling tonight is because for the first time, I'm seeing a report on there that someone's saying that their sources say that there's no radioactivity detected anywhere near where all this stuff is. It was just all basically pulverized, and they say they don't know what kind of weapon it was, and it just seems to them like the air pressure inside the base is increased by 20 times suddenly, and then they bring up the question that, well, what happened to all the people that were in there? Were they taken somewhere else? Were any of the people in those bases, did they have spirits? And was the, I'm asking now so I can set the record straight if it's able to come out, did the light ship just simply increase the frequency and the result of that is just these disassociated particles in the on laying on the floor in all these places, and it was sudden, so it seemed like an explosion. Can you make any comment?
Boy, all different directions there.
Yeah.
What could I don't know what to actually say, Ed. I'd have to really contemplate on this one here. So
okay, well,
I really can't divulge anything this second.
Okay, so.
As far as them being nuked, I think people might use that word as a slang term of being destroyed, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it all depends what they're meaning. I would think the people that are spreading this information out probably believe that they were nuked by some high technology. All I can say is that the technology is out of this world, okay? That was probably used there, okay?
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Another way of saying it, let's just, and this may not be real, but it would be real with what we're used to, you know, dealing with. Let's just assume that all these things were there and all of a sudden the timelines got shifted, okay?
Uh-huh.
And in that process, you know, things happened. So that's a possibility, too. And they left and got out of here on timelines, or they got destroyed and the timelines took everybody away. So maybe they had, like we're talking about, an ascension. Maybe they had a similar thing where they are no longer there. As far as, you know, the sinkholes and things happening, boy, that's kind of good validation, but I can't guarantee that. But a lot of people probably want to get a lot of air coverage on this here.
Oh, sure.
Thinking that they're experts at it. So I can't get too much into it. I do know that the Lightship was doing work around the same time, along with the United States of America military down there. And they basically were doing cleaning out the aliens that were in these tunnels, taking away our free choice, free will. So I'm not saying that everybody in there was alien, but it's possible. Remember, the other, you know, remember time travel, that's what you have to look at first. So if they didn't find any bodies, you know, if they went down there with Geraldo, you know, to check it out, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, wow, there's no nobody down here in these tunnels. Where do they go to? Well, maybe they got put onto a timeline and shipped out. And it would look like it's vacant. So that's one way to look at it.
Okay, well, the basic love ray gun, so to speak, that the Defense Slips ship fleet uses to dissolve timelines, that's kind of a concentrated source energy. If that was employed within those caverns, would that be the reason that there's just particles on the floor?
Very possibly.
Okay, but
very
you don't
possibly.
Know what...
So it's kind of hard to talk about that, but I would say that that could be true, but I can't acknowledge that. Just that when you get hit with light, everything is that's not light. You know, it's disintegrated. You know, it who knows where it goes? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you may not. It's really hard to probably even get real validation from anybody. And it could just be a lot of people talking, trying to possibly explain what's happening, and they have no words to describe it. So they just use vocabularies to try to tell people what's going on without even knowing how or why.
Yeah, they want to stay the experts.
Yeah, so
yeah, I was just trying to figure out what that residue they're talking about is, because if the light hit everything and took everything that wasn't light and made it disappear, that would then... you could logically deduce that all the particles on the floor have light in them.
Yeah, that could be true, or just residue from what was left, possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, like when they hit the motherships and, you know, particles fell to the earth. Maybe that's like, I was trying to figure out what's the after effects of using the source energy ray guns. That's what I was trying to understand.
Yeah, so it just whatever is left over will be won't harm anything on this planet. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So I can say that, it'd be nice to if I could talk to somebody physically that is running one of these, because you know there is I don't know how many thousands of troops there are. Okay, I would say that there's if I were to take a stab at it, I would say probably a million soldiers fighting the aliens. Okay, I would probably say that would be probably pretty close, because you have to go back and look at the wars. Okay, and everybody who ever fought a war, and we're going back to probably 500 AD. So everybody from probably 500 AD forward that knows how to do some kind of harm, or you know, was doing stuff like that, plus the current stuff. All these people were given a choice, because remember, they're on timeline, so you can go back in time. And Genghis Khan, I don't know how many people he had, but he had a lot of people, okay? So you may see these people showing up looking like some kind of barbarian or something by today's standards, fighting alongside of a 70 or 80 a military person. And they're all on the same thing. You know, the main thing is that they're a physical body. Maybe they give them a haircut and a shave and give them a uniform to wear and teach them how to work, with the light ship. But that's kind of how it is. But the light ship only comes in when they need to. Everything else is done by the people that were brought from timelines. And our show looks like it's about over here. So thank you, Ed. Hopefully I
sure,
answered
you.
Enough of that for you.
Okay,
so we'll say blessings to all of you. The show went by very quickly. So thank you, everybody. Our next program will be on Friday, and we're on Station 2, and we'll have our Q&A after that, same time as this station, 7 o'clock, and also Saturday is also 7 o'clock on Station 2, where we go to the light ship. So thank you, Annika.
Yes, and thank you so much.
If you get the questions answered, please remember what they are, write them down, and bring it up again on the fast chat. Bye, everyone.
Sounds good. Okay, good night.